Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What does it mean that today Alaska joins the few states legalizing pot? Starting today, it's legal to possess and grow certain amounts of marijuana in Alaska. By 2016, it will be legally bought and sold, and the state will tax and regulate it. It's the result of an initiative passed by voters this past November. Alexandra Gutierrez is a reporter for Alaska Public Media. She's in Juneau. And Alexandra, the law goes into effect in stages, as we said, but tell us more about this first stage.
Right now, the first step is just decriminalization. You are now able to carry a small amount of marijuana, about an ounce, on you now, which is something you couldn't do before. There are no stores yet, but black market sales are still illegal. The state is now crafting regulations for marijuana retailers, and stores will be licensed and operational next year.
And people can grow their own plants?
They can grow their plants, but that actually isn't anything new. Because of the way the state's constitution is written, there's a privacy clause. And back in the 1970s, there was a state Supreme Court case on whether the right to consume and grow marijuana in your own home fell under the right to privacy. Mm-hmm. And the court determined it did. So you could have six plants in your own home even before this all went through.
Well, let me ask you about that, because, again, this was in the 1970s. You could grow some plants. You could smoke marijuana at home. Didn't anyone at the time say, well, if you didn't grow it, how would you get it?
And that's been the big problem with the state's laws for as long as they've been on the books. I remember one particularly funny hearing where a senator described the whole situation that existed before as requiring a, quote, weed fairy to deliver marijuana to your home, where it's like, okay, if this marijuana magically showed up here, you could have it. But there was no actual legal mechanism to get it there.
Yeah. So now this new law, passed, by the way, by voters, will address the fact that people will ultimately have to buy and sell it. So how will the state do that? It was, as we said, passed by voters. But Alaska's a Republican-leaning state. Many state legislators were originally against this law. So how are they feeling about crafting regulations?
In the time leading up to the initiative, you had very, very, very few public officials coming out and supporting it. So coming into the legislative session, there was some expectation that maybe the legislature might try to monkey around with things, maybe make licenses prohibitively expensive, or basically make concentrates flat out illegal, or not really go the full decriminalization route. But that really hasn't been the case so far. People have actually been kind of surprised at how progressively they've been dealing with the issue.
Well, the governor has introduced a bill to create a marijuana control board separate from the one that regulates alcohol. So moves are being stepped up there. Are people there, though, maybe seeing this as more of a libertarian issue than a liberal one?
That's definitely part of it. Like you said, we are a, you know, more conservative than liberal state, but we're also a pretty independent, progressive states' rights state in a lot of ways. Like I said, we have a privacy clause in the Constitution, which is incredibly rare for a state constitution. Yeah. So in one of our most conservative areas in the state, you would have people voting against air regulation laws that they saw as encroaching on their civil liberties, while also voting for marijuana laws. And the legislator who represents that district, who's one of the most conservative ones in the state, we were joking around yesterday, and she's like, yeah, my constituents are just like, let's smoke everything between wood and pot.
So there's that. But what about revenue, income? Colorado reported more than $44 million in tax revenue in the first year that the state allowed the sale of marijuana. But Alaska's got a much smaller population. It doesn't have shared borders where presumably people could travel to purchase, make a purchase, bring in tax revenue. So what's the thinking there about what this might mean for Alaska?
Well, at the low end, the tax revenue estimates are about $5 million for the first year, with the idea that maybe that could grow to $20 million as the market matures and stores are further established. That's not a ton of money, but it's definitely something, as the state's facing a $4 billion deficit right now because our oil tax production is not doing great. But even so, that's not going to pull the state out of a fiscal crisis. It would take every adult Alaskan smoking 9 pounds of marijuana to balance the state's budget.
Okay.
But every little bit helps.
Yeah, well, yes, there you go. Alexander Gutierrez of Alaska Public Media, as that state's new law decriminalizing marijuana in stages begins today. Alexandra, thank you.
Thank you for having me.